Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Beth Nolan, Zach Shields, Nicole Bateman join us this hour. We'll talk about the Duane Andrews Ag Academy and what it means for District 61. It starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday, the 3rd of January. I think the kids of District 61 go back to school tomorrow. Is that right?
Yep.
At this point, yep.
We're hauling ours to California, but, you know.
Okay.
So they're happy about that. Don't spread it around.
I know everybody, you just did. everyone goes back at a little different time, but we're ready for the spring semester to begin. And just throwing the word spring in front of anything at this point sounds good. Spring training, not all that far away. But the spring semester starts, and the exciting thing is that eighth graders are going to start making choices as far as electives are concerned for their freshman year of high school. So guidance counselors and teachers and staff and kids will be interacting over the next couple of months making those decisions. And as it was announced right before Christmas, coming in fall of 2018, there will be a brand new program inside of District 61, the Duane Andrews Ag Academy, and the FFA program that coincides with that will begin in the fall of 18. It was announced before Christmas that the Howard G. Buffett Foundation had given a $1.65 million grant to the Decatur Public Schools Foundation. You know, first of all, Zach, take a bow. I just know from my experience that oftentimes the foundation is kind of a one-off gift, and they've been supporting the foundation for District 61 for a very long time.
Yeah.
This is not the first million-plus gift.
No, we're over $3 million over the last dozen years. And, you know, frankly, this stuff doesn't happen without individuals like yourself or community stakeholders who really work with our supporters to say, this is why it's important. Here's how you can help our kids.
Yeah, but they did some great stuff with the Decatur Science work. You'd see these lab coats and these, it was really cool. Like when CSI was very big on TV and working with Millikan University, and it established all kinds of partnerships.
It really did. It opened doors to have conversations, and that's what a lot of our foundation activities do, is help highlight areas where we can help, where we can support the teachers and give the kids some really neat enrichment experiences. You still see that van, the lime green.
Yeah.
Creative Science Investigation van is now like a mobile makerspace. It's going school to school. So we've had ongoing life from that project.
All right. Well, we wanted you guys to come in. Nicole Bateman's going to join us here in a few minutes. She's coming straight from the Chamber Breakfast, because I knew that we were starting probably at scratch, maybe even in a little bit of a hole, because we've had agribusiness in this town for as long as there has been this town. But we have been behind as far as public education. And Beth Nolan joins us as part of the Board of Education, elected this past year to kind of rehaul this entire board. And it seems like you guys are really firing on all cylinders. And I'm still, there's still tough decisions, but there seems to be a looking forward sort of momentum that maybe wasn't there the last several years.
Yep. And, you know, I think we've started down this path of a strategic planning process that is at this point in a development stage. And what I'm so excited about this Andrews Ag Academy is it really gives us a boost to start to roll out some of these innovative, progressive ways that we're going to be impacting education and DPS in the coming years.
All right. I have some stats for you, because this was notable because, we talked about this a little earlier. I don't mind the naysayers. You get last night's council vote. People get upset about neighborhoods. I mean, there's always a difference of opinion. But I am always stunned at the level of ignorance that's sometimes on display when it comes to social media, when people don't even take the time to read the post they're commenting on.
Sure.
I call it the often wrong, never uncertain theory, because it is just sort of like, let me bore right in. And we had a District 61 employee doing this. Our own Terrence Taylor, people would know him as Tat from Y103 and Hot 105, also works for District 61,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Works in a lot of these at-risk kids' lives. He's this giant smile and a hug that is contagious,
wonderful,
for everyone.
Positive guy.
Yeah, just, I don't know that I've ever met a more positive person.
No.
So he posts on his Facebook page about this program and how grateful he is, and immediately we get another person who's a teacher's assistant just weighing in the most ridiculous way. And then Nicole Bateman, who, God bless her, I don't know where she finds the patience, she starts weighing in with actual corrections and facts and links. And this guy is incredibly rude to her. And then I'm thinking to myself, this is your front line. This
right.
is when a kid in a classroom, when we pique their curiosity about this and they go, hey, Mr. So-and-so, what about this? And he just shoots it all down out of his own ignorance. Man, we're starting in maybe little more than a hole than I thought.
It's an educational process for everybody involved, and our teachers right off the bat may not grasp the significance of this, but it's our job to share it.
This was a teacher's assistant, not a teacher, so let's be clear about that. But you know what you can do, what you at least owe the kids that you're supposedly working for, is to read the damn thing you're commenting on.
Yep.
Yeah, agreed, completely.
But the kid doesn't know that. That's mm-hmm. that kid's looking up mm-hmm. to this person. So I thought, okay, well, we can whine and moan about that, or we can do a better job of getting the message out to them. First and foremost, headline aside in the Herald and Review, this isn't about farming, and it never has been.
It's about leadership development.
No.
And it's about
exposure. But in agribusiness, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of careers. The tiniest percentage of that.
2%.
2%
of the jobs in agriculture involve direct service on farms.
Yes. The rest of it is math and science mm-hmm. and banking.
Commodities trading.
It is all over the place. It's being a welder, a truck driver, a CEO, a stock trader, a commodities trader. I mean, it's anything and everything in between. So it fits. We were over at Eisenhower High School filming, you know, and the guy who's in charge of kind of what we would have called industrial arts, you know, back in the day, is like doing backflips about
this.
Oh,
he's so excited.
Because it's drawing attention to his program, which already exists, and whether that's Lego robotics, or whether that's welding, or whether that's construction, or electricians, this is a huge umbrella that we're talking about.
It is, and in Ed Walton's case, he's construction trades programming that we're targeting towards kids that maybe don't have an interest right away in college, but are smart, bright, capable, motivated kids. And for this grant that we have, I know we'll talk a little bit more about the Living Science Farm that we're planning out on Taylor Road at our acreage, but we built in money to build a barn, and his kids will be helping to actually physically design it.
Yeah, and I want to get into the details of where this money is coming from. And once again, this is all private donation, not a single tax dollar involved here. And basically, we'll fund this program for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And all the upfront costs that come with that, which we'll get into, which the district will then not have to absorb. But this was something that started with a conversation years and years and years ago. We went to the Farm Progress Show to sort of get District 61's first experience there. And there were others, including Dennis, you know, that were thinking along the same lines, on their own. But we took every sixth grade student with the conversation knowing that this was coming down the road or hopefully coming down the road. We traveled to, and I say this all on behalf of the gentleman who used to work at the AT&T store who was an expert on all this. We went to Omaha, Nebraska, to a school that the Buffett Foundation has funded to do a similar academy. They went from having, they got like an 84% free reduced lunch population, mm-hmm. no FFA program, no ag program at all. Now they have the largest FFA chapter in all of Nebraska, which in Nebraska is saying something.
It's a deal.
It definitely is.
Yeah. And it is working. And the leadership skills and the passion that we saw that day in Omaha, Nebraska, on behalf of the principals and the administration, I mean, you saw that. That energy there was, you can't fake
that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and they have a wonderful program there at Bryan High School, and Dr. Rendell will be here.
Named after William Jennings Bryan, by the way, which we learned while we were there.
We did, and that was a great experience, and I think we're going to take the best aspects of what we saw there, and the difference is we have these agribusinesses right here in our backyard.
Yeah, and we also get to learn from their mistakes, because they were quite honest, and you know, here's what we would have done, you know, knowing what we know now. So the district went to Quincy, and so this was looked into. I tell you, there's agricultural grads make up 1% of college graduates right now in this country. Yet there are 7 times more job availability in this career than in any other. So you do the math. I mean, coming out of whether it's through Richland to Millikan, through Richland to the University of Illinois, or through a trades program, an apprenticeship, these jobs are real. They're well-paid jobs mm-hmm. all across. This isn't trying to squeeze or put a square peg into a round hole. We have everything in this community for this to work.
We most definitely do.
So why is this a big deal, and why are some people just missing the point?
Well, I can't really speak to why they're missing the point, but why is this a big deal? I mean, this goes back to, you know, some of the conversations that Grow Decatur was having several years ago about how there was such a disconnect between our schools and our at-risk population in particular, and the unfilled jobs that we have sitting in our community. And I also think that it's a really big deal for kids who aren't at risk. This is for everyone. And I think that it is going to be an amazing draw, not only for families who are selecting schools for their kids to attend, but also for staff. When you're a teacher and you know that there's a teacher shortage out there and you can pick anywhere to go, and they've got this amazing science ag program at the high school, that's starting up that you can have a piece
of? And by the way,
of?
Funded at the very top level. We talked to Mr. Jostice, young Mr. Jostice, who's the and help me out with the language here, Nicole Bateman. He is the president or the what of Area 16.
Yep, so he'd be, I believe, a section president.
Section president.
Or a state officer,
yeah.
FFA officer.
But he's
mm-hmm.
over
he's
Macon County. Yeah, mm-hmm. yep. He's Josh Joseph's kid, Moreau mm-hmm. Forsyth. Yep. And he has been so helpful and been there like with this big smile on his face, along with other FFA people, very happy. And sometimes I think the outsiders are happier than the insiders. But what
yep.
he said, though, when we got done with the press conference was, uh-huh. man, we would only dream to have this available
resources.
And the resources. Because mm-hmm. we were explaining, Zach was doing a good job of going through all the things that are going to be here. Mm-hmm. So let's be upfront about what this $1.65 million does. It funds this program for 4 years. So that incoming freshman class coming in 18, literally all the way through their senior year, this will be fully funded. And when I say fully funded, every jacket, every entry fee, yep. travel expense, competitions, vehicles, I mean, every single thing 100% funded. So a person you go out to recruit to teach this program, I mean, how unusual is that, Nicole, to go out to find a young teacher that wants to own, you know, put their fingerprint mm-hmm. on their own brand to come in and go, hey, 4 years, you don't have to raise a dime.
Very, very unique because in most schools, not unlike the arts, FFA and these industrial art type and vocational type programs are first to be cut. And so to be able to walk into a new position in Decatur, Illinois, you know, the heart of agriculture, and be able to really carve out this fantastic program with all the opportunity and not have to worry about funding is huge.
Yeah.
It is huge.
And to have top-of-the-line resources, brand-new travel vans. I mean,
yep.
Zach, walk us through some of the, the line items. I mean, you guys, and we'll talk a little bit about what they're doing out at Enterprise, which is very exciting, because mm-hmm. there is farming in this. And the mm-hmm. FFA does stand for Future Farmers of America. We realize that. But it was named hundreds of, when...
100 years ago.
Yeah, when farming was sort of, that's what ag mm-hmm. was. Now it's 2% of the ag workforce and 98%. By the way, the largest workforce in the state of Illinois. Agribusiness is the largest economic factor in this state and will always be because people mm-hmm. are always going to need to grow food and eat food. It isn't something that's going to, you worry about, what does a truck driver do 10 years from now if trucks are driving themselves? We're still going to have ag.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yep, absolutely. And to that point, it's important for these students to learn, just like in their science class, you're learning about how plants grow. Well, it's the same in ag. That's what ag is. It's growing, right? It's growing plants. It's growing animals. It's growing all of that. And so when you talk about then taking that a step further in careers and plant systems and food products and processing and biotech, all of that comes back to the farm, which is the opportunity that they'll get at Enterprise.
Right, and there'll be a real focus on science. And just to back it up for one moment, I think it's very important for people to understand that these will be specialized ag educators who are in.
Yes.
This is not, I think I'd heard a teacher had commented, wow, I hope they get somebody good to teach those courses. These are very targeted positions that are people that came through the U of I, College mm-hmm. of ACES, or somewhere, and this is their area of expertise. And these have to be the two most attractive positions probably in the country, but certainly in the state of Illinois, to come in and, as you said, put your real imprint on a program. I mean, it's a remarkable opportunity, and we need people to know that.
You think about sort of finding some sort of vibrant sort of person who's very passionate about this, and they realize they've got a four-year head start on being able to build a program around them, cost of living, everything else that we can, manage, home of agribusiness, the resources behind it, Caterpillar, Tate & Lyle, ADM, GSI, John Deere. You just keep going down the list of all of the folks that we have who have expressed interest, the people that were there that night at the press conference, mm-hmm. Which I was incredibly impressed with. I want to thank all of you for making that happen. But, I mean, we had trades and labor there. We had, CEOs of companies. And then the LinkedIn stuff I was sharing out, it was interesting to watch. I don't know if you guys, Zach's Amish, so he doesn't do any of this, but
totally true.
The LinkedIn portion, what was really interesting to see, because I pay for Lindsay always gives me grief about this, but there's like a premium status that mm-hmm. I have, and watching it bounce all over the ACES program over at the University of Illinois and into several other states, and the number of CEOs that were viewing this post, I mean, it was garnering a lot of attention across the entire Midwest from people who are going, hey, this isn't, and these are people that understand exactly. So we got to, I think, maybe focus on now the people that don't understand it and mm-hmm. the people that get caught up on FFA and ag, meaning we don't own land or we're not going to be farmers, and explaining to folks how just a gigantic field this is and why women and diversity and all of these things matter, and how a kid in District 61 right now can write their ticket. If they don't want to stay here, we're talking about these are global Fortune 500 companies that operate around the world. You could literally see the world.
Well, and you're going to laugh at me, but the next morning I got a LinkedIn message from Paul Bloom, who's the director of the James R. Randall Research Center at ADM. He said, hey, let us know how we can be supportive of this endeavor. Todd Werpy, VP there at ADM, also same thing. So yeah. I did get a LinkedIn message.
All right, great. Well, Scott Fredrickson and many of them were there, and Greg Webb's been involved in this conversation from day one. Chris Olson was there from Tate and Lyle. And it's a gigantic deal. So here's what I want to do when we get back on the other side of the break. I want to dive down into some of the jobs we're talking about. We do have, it starts with ag. The Facebook page is now live. The stuff that will be being promoted starts today all over because we want kids to be interested in this. And we are totally bribing them up front. There's an Xbox One X up for grabs to folks who want to like the Facebook page and watch some of the links that Nicole has provided and just some interesting stuff that you can find with just a precursory sort of search about careers in ag. Also a little bit about the FFA program. And then I want to thank the folks at Eisenhower. And we're going to be doing some shooting at MacArthur and Johns Hill and some of the others. How does the board feel about this?
Oh, the board is so excited.
Yeah.
This is...
They couldn't speak. And I wanted to make sure we explain why, because of for whatever reason in the state of Illinois, we have, like, the politicians never actually keep themselves honest, but they manage to constrain, you know, because under the guise of sort of ethics, because of a Public Meetings Act, and there was more than a quorum there, you couldn't actually speak publicly.
Yes, that's what our lawyers told us.
Yeah, which is crazy, but that's the case.
That's right.
Yeah, but what you've had feedback, you've talked to them individually.
Yeah, I mean, this is just really giving us such a running start to really, you know, as you said, put ourselves on the map. I mean, as I'm listening to your comments about LinkedIn, I mean, this is one of those things that people will come back to say, oh, yeah, that's happening in Decatur. And that's what we want. That's what we want to have happen because it's good. It helps everybody. It helps the community. It helps
district.
It's the destination district. And at the end of the day, it is also helping our kids. I mean, this is a leadership opportunity for them to hone skills that are transferable across all kinds of industry. And I look at Nicole, who is a product of FFA.
Yeah, I want to dig deep into that because not only product of FFA, but also the School of Aces over at the University of Illinois, which we have one of the premier ag schools in all of the country, 40 minutes away. And there's a lot of great partnership ahead. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we could see some flurries this morning, mostly cloudy skies, otherwise highs around 16 degrees. For tonight, clear, lows around minus 4. Thursday, we're looking at sunny skies and cold temperatures once again, highs near 8. And Friday, mostly sunny and cold, highs near 9 degrees. Right now, it is 18 degrees in downtown Decatur. You can be behind every experience when you give to the Decatur Parks Foundation. Projects and donations come in every size. Thanks to the Howard G. Buffett Foundation's $5.9 million gift, an amphitheater will be built in Nelson Park, and a train extension will be completed at Scoble Zoo in 2018. Partnerships improve our community's quality of life. Join us and become one of the hundreds of donors who are truly behind every experience. Learn more at BehindEveryExperience.com or call 422-5911.
Hi, this is Amy from Gustafson & Associates. These days, you have enough to worry about. Don't add the stress of getting your taxes done to that list. Just trust the experts at Gustafson & Associates. When you want the most for your money, trust Gustafson & Associates. When you want to make sure this year's tax preparation is a lot easier, when you want to make sure you get every deduction you're entitled to, when you want to save time, money, and headaches, trust Gustafson & Associates to give you a hand. With our skill and knowledge of the latest tax laws, our knowledgeable accountants will help you get every deduction and make sure you get the biggest refund possible. We will prepare your tax return faster and easier than you'd ever dreamed. Call 875-2500 and have the same person take care of your taxes every year. Someone you know and trust. Someone who's there to answer your questions all year long. Get the professionals who deliver personal service. Gustafson & Associates, 875-2500, located at the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Drive and Pershing Road in Decatur.
Attend a campus visit day on Monday, January 15th, and discover why Millikan University is ranked among the nation's top schools by Forbes, the Princeton Review, the Wall Street Journal, and U.S. News & World Report. You'll see what makes a Millikan education stand out. Hands-on performance learning experience in and outside the classroom. Visit campus to learn about academics, student life, and take a tour. Make it Millikan and attend the January 15th campus visit day and see for yourself why Millikan is consistently ranked as one of the nation's best. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. The new semester starts this week for District 61 and schools everywhere. I got to tell you, I support all of the school districts in our community, right? I mean, I think you have to have choices, and people that move here, they want to look. Maybe it's a religious school they'd like to go to, or faith-based. Maybe it's one of the burbs, whatever. District 61, I'm a graduate. Our kid will be a freshman, hopefully one of the very first participating folks in this new class coming in this FFA program, in this Ag Academy. We're very proud of that, and we have choices. He could go to Mount Zion, and we choose to have him there at Eisenhower. Spending the day at Eisenhower, by the way, and this is kind of an aside, we were there for like 8 hours doing video work a couple of weeks ago, and I got to tell you, everybody should spend 8 hours in one of the high schools. Yeah. Everybody that has any sort of stereotype of what they think Eisenhower High School is like, or the hallways, or the kids. I can't tell you how many doors were held open, how many sirs and ma'ams I heard, how many thank yous. The kids that we worked with were just fantastic. I think that some of the cynicism that social media brings out are people that haven't been in one of these schools in years.
Jaded adults. Kids are where it's at. Adults are terrible.
And
there it is.
And by the way, it looks exactly like it looked when it opened, whatever that was, 5 years ago.
They've really
taken
care
of it. So all
of
those people, they're just going to destroy you. You need to go back in and take a look. These kids were fantastic.
They're proud of it.
Yeah, they really are. So let's talk a little bit about FFA and what it means today versus 100 years ago when it started. You know, how did you get involved?
Well, so I did grow up on a small family farm, grew up on a dairy farm, and so I was very active in 4-H growing up, and my entire family kind of had a farming background. So it was a natural transition from 4-H into FFA when I was in high school. But what it opened my eyes up to was an opportunity to test out different career fields. So I did soil testing, surveying, ag production, sales and marketing, public speaking, and so through all of that, it really gave me an opportunity to explore what I might like as a career. And so I really, really enjoyed through participating in the sales and marketing contest, which we were national winners. Got to get that plug in there. But it really gave me the confidence to take that on as a career. So then I went to John Wood Community College in Quincy for 2 years and then transferred into the ACES program at University of Illinois, all the while taking sales and marketing courses and then getting my degree from U of I in agriculture and environmental education and communications, which is a non-formal education teaching degree. So while I didn't have my teaching certificate, it is all about educating adults, educating a workforce and a sales force and all of those other skills outside of the textbook education that you get through a program like FFA, the interviewing skills, the soft skills, the networking skills has just paid dividends in my career. And
every one of these kids I meet have this Reed Jostes kid. Yep. I keep going on and on about him. This is what he's learned.
Yep.
And this is the avenue to do this. I got some interesting statistics we'll get to about women in agriculture specifically and how women in FFA feel about their prospects versus general women about any other field. Interesting stuff. We'll be back with more. Here's Jeff Daly with your news. Don't go anywhere. This is Byers & Company.
WSOY News Time is 8:29. Unemployment rates have decreased over the year in November in all of Illinois' metro areas, according to preliminary data released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Decatur's unemployment rate dropped from 6.0% to 5.3% in November. However, even with the rate decrease, the number of jobs in Decatur decreased as well by 300 non-farm jobs. However, there were other metro areas that saw larger decreases, including Danville, which lost 500 jobs, and Champaign, which lost 700. While the areas were seeing some job losses, other parts of Illinois were seeing an elevation in employment. IDES Director Jeff Mays says it's encouraging that job growth was reported in 10 of the 14 metro areas. More than 30,000 of those jobs were created in the Chicago metro area, so we need continued stronger growth statewide. More news on the way after Fox News on WSOY Decatur. It's 8:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There's snow falling as far south as Tallahassee, Florida. Part of an interstate's closed.
This is going to be a dangerous day for folks in North Florida, across the coast of Georgia and the Carolinas.
And then next in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
If this storm jogs a little bit more to the west, we're going to be talking from anywhere a few inches to a foot of snow, depending on where you live.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. The Senate's back in session today with two new Democrats taking office and the Republican majority down to one.
Minnesota Democrat Al Franken's resignation is now official. He provided a letter to Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton. Dayton appointed the state's Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith to fill the vacancy. She'll be sworn in later today by the vice president. He will also swear in Doug Jones 3 weeks after the Alabama Democrat won a special election to finish the term of Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Fox's Jared Halpern, Fox News. We report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. Tracking statistics from the moving company United Van Lines indicate that Americans are still heading west while parts of the Northeast and Midwest are losing people. The suburban St. Louis-based moving company yesterday released its 41st annual National Movers Study, which tracks customers' state-to-state migration patterns. Three of the top four destination states are in the West: Oregon, Idaho, and Nevada. The outlier is Vermont, a Northeast state that had the highest percentage of inbound migration in 2017. About 68% of state-to-state moves in Vermont were inbound last year. At the other end of the spectrum is Illinois, which had the highest percent of outbound moves, followed by New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, and Kansas. In sports, star linebackers Ray Lewis and Brian Urlacher are among four first-time eligible former players selected among the 15 modern era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2018. Receiver Randy Moss and guard Steve Hutchinson also made the cut to the finals as first-year eligibles. Meanwhile, Coach Marv Lewis got a two-year contract extension, providing more chances to try to get the Cincinnati Bengals that playoff victory that has eluded him for 15 seasons. Tonight on WSOY, Fighting Illini basketball as they take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We'll have the pregame for you at 7, tip-off set for 8 o'clock. Your next news update comes your way at 9. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made locally.
The 2018 Toyota RAV4 has a little something for everyone. It has plenty of cargo and passenger room for family members and all the things that come along with having a family. With available all-wheel drive, you can take the RAV4 out and tackle all sorts of roads and adventures. Plus, the RAV4 looks great thanks to its sleek exterior and stylish interior. Not to mention, it has the latest in advanced safety technology. Thanks to the RAV4's lane departure alert, you're warned when you start to drift outside of your lane so that you can quickly correct. And with a pre-collision system, you're alerted when there's a possible collision up ahead. It's pretty easy to see why the 2018 RAV4 is a vehicle the whole family can enjoy. The Toyota RAV4. It's up for anything. Tested, trusted Toyota. There are great deals on the Toyota RAV4 going on right now. Don't miss out because these incredible offers won't be around forever. Come on in and visit your local Toyota dealer for a test drive. Or check out buyatoyota.com to find the RAV4 that's right for you. Toyota. Let's go places.
Lane departure alert and the pre-collision system are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
20% chance we could see a few flurries today. Highs around 16 degrees. For tonight, clear. Lows around minus 4. For your Thursday, sunny and cold. Highs near 8. And Friday, again, sunny and cold. Highs near 9 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 18 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Did you really just break out the band?
The band.
The band.
The band. For the show.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back with our folks from District 61 and the EDC in just a couple of seconds. Right now we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages began the new year on a positive note, and the Dow closed up 104 points on Tuesday to 24,824. Both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite closed at new records, driven by a rally in the technology and consumer discretionary sectors. Investors will be interested in the 2 p.m. Eastern Time release of the minutes from the recent Federal Reserve meetings and commentary surrounding potential interest rate increases during 2018 and monetary policy. European markets were mixed today, with the London FTSE down 0.04% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.43%. The Nikkei in Tokyo remained closed for a holiday. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was up 4/32, yielding 2.447%. Gold futures were down 20 cents at $1,315.90. Crude oil futures were up 49 cents at $60.85 a barrel. The Dow has started at 24,800. 38, a positive 14 points. ADM at 40.03. Ameren 58.52. Caterpillar 156.91. Norfolk Southern 146.52. PPG 118.32. Tate and Lyle 37.50. And Mueller Water at 12.58. And I'll finish up with a quote from Robert K. Greenleaf. Behind every impossible achievement is a dreamer of impossible dreams. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. In all of the careers in ag, we talk about the agribusiness umbrella. Our guests, Zach Shields from the Decatur Public Schools Foundation, Beth Nolan from the Board of Education for District 61, Nicole Bateman from the Midwest Inland Port, and the Economic Development Corporation. Here's how it breaks down. Because there are people out there, and I get so tired of setting the bar so low, but there are people out there that either say it's too high or it's too low. I think education in general, Beth, and maybe you would agree with this, over the last 20 years sort of pushed people that everybody had to have a degree or an advanced degree when we really did a disservice to trades and great careers. But here's how it breaks down. If you look at all of the ag business careers out there, only 2% of those require a doctorate or a PhD. So all the jobs we're talking about, 2%. Only 3% a master's degree. There's 45% of the jobs require a bachelor's degree, 16% an associate's degree, 9% skilled trade certificate, and 25% a high school diploma. It is a well-rounded, I mean, there are a lot of paths to success here. And some of that is going to be higher ed, right? Mm-hmm, I mean, if you want to be CEO of ADM, you know, you're probably going to have to do a little of the school. If you want to go and have zero student debt and in a couple of years be making $60,000 a year as an electrician, you know, it may be the path down the IBEW involving maybe a little bit of junior college as well. But it's not something that is impossible for every single kid in District 61 to be a part of, no matter what their background.
Yep. Indeed.
Yep. And our kids want to go out. They want to be successful. They want to contribute. You just need to give them a bridge. And sometimes, I mean, think about even the really privileged kids who had everything going for them, that had college paid for, who still didn't know what they wanted to do. Sometimes you just have to put opportunity out there and say, these are options for you, and the kids will jump on them and run with it.
All right. So the FFA program, you get involved, the soft skills you talked about, which is often the case in what we see here, just interviewing people here.
Yep.
For positions that, and we don't have a ton of turnover, you know, but when we fill a position, I'm always amazed at the lack of interview skills. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, man, don't you have a debate team, or didn't you have to give up and do a speech in speech class? What, I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
But this kind of program, and it could be other programs that do the same thing, but this specifically teaches these kids, and I've met too many of them and met too many people like you that come out of this program. It has nothing to do with ag. I mean, those are skills that you're going to take with you in life, no matter what your career path
is. Yep, they're transferable skills. It's really a fantastic personal development program. So through this, there's the accountability factor, because they're all in charge of their individual supervised agriculture experience programs. So they're all going to have their own programs, customized program that they're in charge of. There's the teamwork, the team building that comes with participating in the contests. The leadership skills that comes by being a part of the FFA chapter and, you know, maybe holding an office or being, you know, the person that sets out the chairs for the meetings, whatever that role is. Everybody will have a role to play in their chapter and in their school. And that's where I think you really then can kind of hone in your skills. If you're really comfortable kind of taking the notes and being the reporter and being the silent one in the background, crunching numbers or working on the robotics, that's great. There is a niche for you, and you can really work on those skills and then make a career out of that. If you're the very forward, you know, front face person and you love being up there tapping the gavel and taking charge and leading the organization and going out and doing public speaking, you can do that as well. I mean, there's something for everybody in this, and you get to try all of that through the curriculum. And I think that's what's really important, because we talk about a career exposure. And I think that's one of the things that the school district has done a really phenomenal job in the past couple of years with their career pathways. And this is just another opportunity for that exposes kids to even more careers in a more structured manner, because it's going to be really in their day-to-day curriculum as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I know that good things are going on every day in District 61. Mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, reinventing the whole wheel.
Right.
But what we keep adding, and I think what has to keep happening from a district level, is you have unique opportunities within the city limits, within this district, mm-hmm. that you may not have elsewhere. You know, Johns Hill is going to the state championship mm-hmm. in their robotic Lego league, you know, after winning the regional and beating out some of the other schools that have been mm-hmm. very...
Along with Dennis.
Along with Dennis, mm-hmm. yeah. But Johns Hill won it for the very first time. Now you've got, and Zach mentioned this, I think, during the break, you know, where 4-H is doing this kind of thing, you know, maybe more than they were, you know, working with animals or, you know, all the other stuff that they were doing over the years.
Oh, yeah.
It's all part of this. ADM and Caterpillar has engineers mm-hmm. Grade schools and junior highs working with these kids because they see them as future employees. And if you go over to the state championship, now, unless your kid's involved in this Lego robotics stuff, you probably have no idea. But you go over to the University of Illinois, which is hosting this, along with every major company and business. It's like a huge recruitment thing they're doing with eighth graders at this state championship. And it's as big as a state championship football game. It doesn't get the attention, but it's there. To have those unique opportunities where people might, and you've done such a great job of this, I say you personally, you and a lot of families there in the Dennis area, where you've made that now a destination school. People want to move into that neighborhood because they want their kids to be a part of that school. We need to be thinking about that, not knocking Dennis. We need to be thinking, how do we replicate
that
district-wide?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'm going to steal a plug from the EDC and using the mantra Operation Rolling Thunder.
Yep.
And I think that this just becomes the first in our Operation Rolling Thunder of the good things that need to be being added to District 61 to make us a competitive player in the world of education.
Yeah. Yep. Now, talk about some things that will happen here, Zach. There will be a full-time person at each high school that
yes.
is hired specifically to run this program.
Yep. And we're also going to have a coordinator. Very thankful to have Amy Lehman at the University
One
of
Illinois. One of the best.
Oh, she's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Her sister-in-law is the head of FFA in the state. Mindy is going to be great. She's going to sit on our advisory council. But to make sure we have all the pieces in place, you know, because this is not just internal. There's a lot of outreach, as Nicole mentioned. They're the supervised agricultural experiences, the FFA competitions where they present their business ideas. Part of FFA, they have to run an entrepreneurial venture.
Yes.
They have to.
Mm-hmm.
They have to, whether that's honeys, you know, honey making with the bees, the whole bit. So I'm very excited that we have these opportunities and direct ties to agribusiness. But at the high schools, we'll have an ag educator at each one. We'll have a living science farm out on at Enterprise on the acreage we
All right,
have
Let's
out
talk
there.
About that
yeah.
a little bit, because there's a lot of land out there.
There is.
I spent 5th and 6th grade at Enterprise. It was a long, long time
Cavorting
ago. But there
over
was
the
a
open
lot
grass.
Of,
yes.
of open land there.
Yep.
And we had actually, it was funny because this is a true story. Our PE teacher was a gentleman by the name of Greg Hopkins, who went on to be the CEO of Cleveland Golf. That's a true story. And he would go mow a football field into the great big area up there and put, like, literally take the time with a hand mower to put, like, tigers, mm-hmm. you know, like, in there. He was a great PE teacher and not surprisingly a great CEO. But that was the Decatur connection. But you're going to have, actually, a working farm
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, it's 15 acres, and we're calling it Living Science because it gives teachers an opportunity to take their kids out, do prairie restoration, talk about pollinators, how the bee populations are declining. I mean, it gives them a hands-on opportunity to look at how it works and how land stewardship is important.
Yeah, when I got the budget, when we got the finance, I said, Zach, there's a tractor in
here. It's possible I built in money for a tractor.
Yeah, so there's going to be like a John Deere equipment out there.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, and as you said, they're going to be building stuff, which will involve some of the high school students
yep.
and other classes. And then we have these two pods. That
yeah.
Because both of the schools are sort of landlocked. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, as far as that's why this is out at Enterprise. But one thing we did see in Omaha was this really cool hydroponic pod.
Oh, it was great. And we yeah. spoke with those guys. They actually are not building them anymore, but they connected us to some consultants. We're looking at a company in Florida. They're going to help us. People are very excited when we call
and
them
talk about this
program. And
these pods are shipping containers,
yeah.
which
yeah,
ties back to the Midwest Inland Port.
Right.
That was yeah. why I got so
We're
excited
picturing
about.
The visual
yes.
with it arriving
it's
at the
awesome.
Inland Port and making its way to the schools. But that's great. It gives them an acre of ground, basically indoors. They can use it year-round, 12
yeah.
months a year. To produce things, so
yeah, it's pretty cool. And if you saw the excitement, just we visited the classrooms, talked to the teachers. By the way, the teacher that we visited with got Teacher of the Year again in Omaha.
Wow. Nice.
You know, that's the kind of key figure mm-hmm. that we have to find.
Yep.
You know, somebody
yep.
who's going to take real ownership in these programs. It's pretty amazing. I will tell you the outreach that I'm getting. I got an email yesterday. From someone who had reached out from a sheriff's office in Florida wanting to know about this program. Mm-hmm. And so it's already starting to kind of ripple out there. I just wish the people here, and when I say the people, I mean you, the chronic complainer, and you know who you are because it's just who you are, you know, that always wants to find a negative. This is giving District 61 an advantage that outside of this high school in Omaha, I don't think any other high school, let alone two, have this advantage in the entire United States of America.
Anywhere.
I mean, being
yeah,
able
right.
to set
yeah.
it up and do it this way.
Well, and to have a donor who gets it, who has this long-term vision, and who can support it and buys in.
Yeah. and giving the resources, the proper resources.
In a community, and the human capital we have here in our community that can help with this, the amount of networking these students are going to be able to do with that type of employee at these major corporations. I mean, I grew up in Quincy, Illinois. We didn't have these major corporations.
No, right? And that's the one thing that...
So I'm so excited for these students.
The job opportunities are so better here than they are in Omaha as far as this continuing on into actually creating careers.
Yep.
Now, people are going to still have to do the work. Kids are going to have to get involved and do this. I mean, it's not going to open the door for them by itself. But it is giving District 61 cutting-edge technology. What you're doing over there at Dennis, what I think to some extent is happening at Johns Hill, putting it into these two renovated high schools. That was the second buy, by the way, which was an interesting side note. When we had a press conference with all of the leaders, the first comment was how exciting this is, whether it was trades and labor or CEOs. The second comment was, oh my God, I've never been in here. How nice is this? And so I think sometimes you guys get a little insulated. I know I do about my world. Mm-hmm. And there's still a lot of people that we got to drag into District 61.
Yeah, it's an eye-opener. When people walk in, it has that wow factor still. And we had parents, he's a doctor here in town, his kids went there 20 years ago, and he walked in and said, this feels a little bit different. I said, you think? And people are just so impressed, and they should be.
That and proud of it. And it looks exactly, as I said, like it did when it was first opened. Pretty impressive stuff. All right. So you can go to itstartswithag.com. There's a Facebook page. We'll be sharing all kinds of information over the next 12 months to get kids geared up, not just the incoming freshmen, but kids that are following behind them. And in 4 years from now, we'll see the first kids coming out of Eisenhower MacArthur heading down these career paths. I couldn't be more excited.
It is exciting.
Yeah,
it's
this intersection of resources and opportunity, it's incredible. And to be somebody every day that sees energetic teachers who are engaged, those are the only people I work with. They raise their hand, they go, I have an idea, can you help? The response has been just great. Everywhere I go, people are asking about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, Nicole, overall, put your EDC hat on, your Midwest Inland Port, because you know what the job availability is. Not only here, but as I said, these companies are global, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go to London, you can go to Brazil, you can see the world with an ag degree.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is a career path for those who want to stay in the community. This is also a future career opportunity for those who would like to explore the world and then eventually come back to Decatur. There are so many opportunities out there, and the opportunity to network ahead of time and get that jump start is invaluable. It's very difficult, I think, to land some of these really big these big jobs and these big careers without having that foundational base that you'll get through an FFA and an agriculture experience program like they're having at these.
And talk a little bit about transportation. I know we haven't really focused on that, but our good buddy over at Western, Dr. Bart, and I talk about all this all the time. And in fact, we're friends. And so like when this train derailment happened, he's emailing me all day about how, because he's such an expert in all this stuff. And he was calling what happened like hours before, the media was reporting it. But these are real jobs. We had lunch with an ADM executive that they had an intern from the Western program, saved them $1 million a year in transportation cost, and had a job offer as a junior, to come work for them, full time. Yep. I talked to Ken Fry, who heads up Scoville Zoo. His kid's in that program, supply chain management program at Western. He's going to be a senior, and he's got a couple of already. I mean, he's already got job offers on the table to choose from before he even gets, close to graduation. That's a part of this as well.
It is, absolutely. So one of the major cost factors for companies is transportation and logistics. And so being able to whittle that down is not just something you can do overnight. You need the expertise. You need the knowledge on how to move goods efficiently to make your company more competitive. And so being able to have a program like this that's going to train those students in areas in transportation logistics to then be able to, go on to work for our major corporations and save them millions and millions of dollars.
And by the way, that's great for all ag, non-ag.
Again, it's one of those transferable skills, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But I know that, as long as we grow stuff, as long as we're moving stuff, I mean, these are jobs that are going to be in demand. I mean, 10 years ago, this wasn't even a degree. And now those kids are coming out 100% employed with job offers, not out looking for a job.
So
I mean, multiple offers that they can choose from to start their career. So this will be a big part of it, too. So as important as ag is, and it is ag that we're talking about, I don't want people to get hung up on the farming angle. I mean it's because I'm amazed at how many people stutter right out of the gates with that.
Yes, right. So think of it like this, right? So ag is a product, right? So whether you have beans or corn or beef or you're making machinery, whatever it is, that's a product. That's a product that needs to be sold, that needs to be consumed, that needs to be moved. So what you're learning, what these students are going to learn in that environment can transfer to fashion, textiles, clothing. I mean, it's all transferable. So it's not just, yes, they're going to be learning about it in ag principles, which is going to benefit our community directly because we are so ag heavy. But, okay, take me for instance. I haven't had a career in agriculture since I graduated from college.
No.
None of them have been directly in agriculture, right? It's never been for an ag company. But everything I've learned, it's all full circle. It all applies, okay? So that's what these students are going to learn. They're going to learn these types of skills, and the exposure that they're going to get to these various career fields is phenomenal. And so that's what we have to keep in mind. So don't focus just on the ag part, even though that's extremely important. That is a huge opportunity.
But realize how big that ag umbrella is.
It touches so many industries.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
And that's everything from a welder to Wall Street.
Yes.
And everything in between. Yep. So it's great stuff. Great for your leadership. Thank you on the board level.
I mean,
the buy-in, the doing this part was the easy part. You know, getting the buy-in from the district and from the superintendent and from the board and from the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that just sometimes make too much sense that we just don't do the obvious.
It's been too long coming.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm thrilled that it's here. Kids are going back to school tomorrow. I hope they start asking their teachers and their counselors and the people in the classroom. And if you're one of those people, before you naysay anything, just get the information straight. I mean, you could literally be spoiling a kid's version of themselves, you know, 5 years from now by some flippant remark you make on social media.
Right.
You know, you owe the responsibility to those kids that this is a real path for them, no matter which way they decide to go about it. And we broke down some of those numbers earlier, that you need to at least know what you're talking about before you're a naysayer.
Please. Yep, and they know where to find me. You call Zach, and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. Good stuff, guys. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take the break and back with more after this. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we have a very slight chance of seeing some flurries today. Cloudy, highs near 16. Tonight, clear and lows around minus 4. For your Thursday, sunshine, cold, highs around 8. And then Friday, mostly sunny and cold, highs near 9 degrees. It is 17 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Are you looking for a new TV? Have you shopped for a TV lately? It can be confusing. Don't know OLED from WD-40? It's okay. That's where Liaison can help. Liaison has the same high-end products you'll find at the big box stores at comparable prices. But Liaison actually knows the products they sell and will gladly take the time to match you to the exact products you're looking for. So if you want to totally transform your family movie night, Super Bowl party, or even your gaming experience, come talk to the pros at Liaison. Liaison has TVs from brands like Sony, Sharp, Samsung, and LG. Surround sound speakers and sound bars, projector screens, AVRs, theater-specific speakers, Blu-ray players, and the list goes on. And unlike the other guys, Liaison can design and install your home theater and surround sound system. Liaison, 288 Park Street in downtown Decatur, across from the post office, and at liaisonhomes.com. Liaison, connecting you to all things home.
Hi, I'm Gay Auberg, owner of Synergy Home Care. We have an amazing team of in-home caregivers, and because of them, we are an award-winning agency. Thanks to their giving hearts, we are the fastest-growing Synergy Home Care agency in the country. At Synergy Home Care, our number one priority is our clients' happiness. Our caregivers do so much more than just tasks. They open their hearts and go above and beyond the expected. Together, we will customize a care plan for you or your loved one. You can maintain your independence and stay in the home you love. Give us a call for a free assessment at 217-615-1826. Whether you need help once in a while or 7 days a week, our caregivers are ready to improve the quality of your life. Give us a call today at 217-615-1826. Or look us up online, synergyhomecare.com. Synergy Home Care is now hiring compassionate caregivers, and franchise opportunities are available.
Want to get stronger, live healthier, and play longer? There's no better time than now to go all in at the Disc, featuring a new all-inclusive membership with fitness center, group fitness classes, childcare, stroller club, indoor golf nights, pool discounts, and much more. Stop by our open house on Saturday, January 6th from 9 a.m. to noon for tours, health screenings, and savings on all full facility, all-inclusive annual passes. The Decatur Indoor Sports Center, friendly staff, affordable memberships, and no joining fee.
Attend a campus visit day on Monday, January 15th, and discover why Millikan University is ranked among the nation's top schools by Forbes, the Princeton Review, the Wall Street Journal, and U.S. News & World Report. You'll see what makes a Millikan education stand out. Hands-on performance learning experience in and outside the classroom. Visit campus to learn about academics, student life, and take a tour. Make it Millikan and attend the January 15th campus visit day and see for yourself why Millikan is consistently ranked as one of the nation's best. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, you don't get to make fun of me anymore. You got the band, and now you got Simon and Garfunkel.
What is wrong with the band or Simon and Garfunkel?
Nothing at all. They're 100 years old, but yes, you're right. The band. You know, they played with Dylan.
Yeah, they were the band.
Yeah, what was that? Didn't Scorsese do was it called The Last Waltz? What was the name of that?
That's it.
That concert movie with the band.
The Last Waltz?
Yeah, it was like their retirement or whatever. Mm-hmm. Was that Robbie Robertson that was with the band?
Yep.
Look at there.
Wow, good stuff.
And Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel are both still around, correct?
Yes.
Art still have the weird hair?
I think so. I think it's mostly bald, but
But that was the weirdest thing to do with a bald thing I've ever seen in my life.
He's got a little Larry Fine thing going on still.
Who's Larry Fine?
Three Stooges.
Oh.
Larry.
If you said Larry, I probably got it. He threw me with the last name.
Sorry.
What's Curly's last? It was Curly?
Curly Howard.
Curly Howard.
Shemp Howard.
Mo
Howard.
Okay.
Those three were brothers.
Yeah, right. He's still got the horseshoe going on.
It's not a horseshoe. It's a gigantic. I mean, it's like, it's a bad, like, reverse bald dude, like, on steroids
right.
thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Do you remember that movie he did with Jack Nicholson? And who else was in that?
No.
Oh. What?
He was in a movie with Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Boy, that's all kind of weirdness right there.
Why was that?
Because I can't imagine.
I think it was Anne Margaret.
Art Garfunkel, Anne Margaret, and
Candace,
Jack Nicholson? Bergen?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I crazy here? Let me look it up. It'd take me a while to go through Jack Nicholson. Let me look up Art Garfunkel's IMDb page.
Yeah, I was about to say, might be a better place to start.
Yeah.
actor. He's got 13 acting credits in him. Carnal Knowledge. That was the name of 1971.
Seriously?
Yes.
Okay.
He also did I bet you didn't remember this. Did an episode of Laverne and Shirley in 1980.
I sure didn't remember that.
By the way, thank you to Matt Hall and all of the great fun I had watching WKRP in Cincinnati over the weekend. It's on Hulu. So's Laverne and Shirley. So's Happy Days. All of those shows.
Awesome.
And if you don't feel 100 years old with the opening credits of WKRP in Cincinnati when you see what the inside of that car looks like when the guy's flipping around on the radio.
On the dial.
Oh, my God. It looks like a Model T Ford.
And that was in our lifetime.
Yeah. And by the way, not everything in it was all perfectly radiophone. They didn't have, none of them wore headphones.
Right.
I don't know what the deal was with that. But Lonnie Anderson was a good-looking woman. And the big guy was just as funny as I remember. Arthur C. All right, that's it for us. If you missed any of the interviews today, podcasts presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry and available at nowdecatur.com and the Now Decatur app. We'll be back with the City Hall Insider and more tomorrow morning. Stay warm. Have a great day.